take your picture, your pencil, and you do something with it, and you blank a picture up there, and she said, who blanked that?
Who drew that picture?
That's the word. Who drew that picture? If you were going to lift something like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you might use a pulley block and a rope to do what?
Lift it up there.
Lift it up, okay. Would you ever use anything else to use besides lift? If you're going to use that block and tackle, you would that just be
pull
the lift?
Would you pull it up?
Would you hoist it?
Hoist it up.
Have you used that word, hoist?
Yes, I've heard it used.
You've heard it used? Hoist. Okay. Well, Mrs. Nellen, that is the end of a... Oh, my, about 6 hours, I guess. We surely spent 3 hours yesterday here. It's been at least 3 hours today. So they said it's about a six-hour interview.
And are you finished?
We're finished. And I want to say thanks very much to you.
You're welcome. I'm sorry. Well, if you
see,
I'm glad
that works fine. Really broke it in 2 days. I don't think I could have finished it yesterday because we had something at 5 o'clock, and I don't think we'd have had.
No, we shouldn't have. See, we went on up there. We could have waited a little longer, but that was. He was wanting to go because he was off, and he really wanted to go on.
Yeah.
And he wanted me to go too.
Can you flush this motor? Yeah, go ahead and use it.
And let me flush
it. It's your own tape.
Put your lid.
Whatever what you say, you're on tape.
Richard, we still on tape.
Yes, you are.
Well, I'm Rick Taylor.
Well, don't know who I am. But Mrs. Nellen, again, an 84-year young lady, a real genuine pleasure of ours, and to see her again. I got 2 good free meals out of this trip up here. Got one yesterday, and they're going today by Lucy, your daughter, next door.
She would really been mad if she hadn't come on here, too.
Well, I was glad to, we're real glad to come up today.
And it's better, you know, if you'd gone home and back, that would have been far. And you'd come on up here and eat, and we got through it quicker. Oh,
yeah, well, it's 15:05, though. It won't be long until church time. It's 6 o'clock here.
You want something else to eat? We'll go back over there.
Well, you know, while we're sitting here visiting a little bit, you've seen Collingwood change quite a bit, haven't you, through the years?
Sure has.
When you first moved here, there were no paved streets. Were the streets crossed through here?
When I first was here, there was no road here.
Not even roads
across.
1928, I believe you said.
I moved here in 1938 in this house, but this town was built in 1914.
1914 is when Collingwood started.
Yeah, and well, there was no roads through here, just woods.
Well, there's a sign down in Florence that says Collinswood. Has it ever been called Collinswood?
No, it's Collin. It's just misspelled.
Yeah, I thought they misspelled it. Mm. I just wondered if maybe sometime they had an S in there. But it's Collingwood.
Collingwood.
Who was the Collin family it was named after, do you know?
No, it's, I really don't. Well, it's somebody that lived at Montgomery, I believe, several years before. I think that's where it got the name. And I may be wrong, it may be a man that came here and put in the, you know, the big plant that used to be here way back.
What kind of plant was it?
It was, they had, roll down here on the railroad bed. Had a high stack, 200 feet high. It was called
a smokestack.
Yeah, it's the highest smokestack you could see it.
Is that right?
Four from miles.
You're not talking about planting mill, are you?
No, I'm talking about the plant that used to be down here.
What did the plant make? Cross that?
I know. Oh. They made some kind of chemical, and right now I can't think what it was. But anyway, they shipped out. We had 2 trains a day in here then.
Sure. Collin would have been a strong town today if those trains had kept active, you know.
Came in at 8 o'clock and at 4. Uh-huh. Every day. First day we did, up until about 39.
Until 1939.
Uh-huh.
And then it kind of died out there.
Yeah. And then see that plant in the depression, that plant.
Folded out during the
folded process. Up and they tore it out. And that's where I got my son-in-law from Virginia. He came here with his daddy to help take that plant out.
I see. And that's when your daughter met him.
She met him and they got married then the next year.
That's where we took you that time when you went to Virginia with us, huh?
And he's the name of this time. He's a bad shit.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Well, that's too bad. That's where you went not long ago up to
I've been up there three times this year.
Sure enough.
I went up there three times and I've been to Texas long trip.
You're still running around everywhere even though you're almost 85. Well, apparently I think that's one.
Arkansas, we've gone 3 days now on a bus trip.
A bus trip, a senior citizen. And you're queen of, for the year, 1978, queen of the senior citizens of Wayne County. How about that? Well, congratulations to you. Let me say once again, while I sign off from this tape, that we just certainly appreciate your cooperation. You've been the best informant that I believe a person has ever listened to.
I hope that it will help you. I hope it will be all right for your work.
And I'm sure
glad
it will.
To do it for you.
And again, I want to say that you're Paley Nallen, and your maiden name is Paley
Shelton
Nallen. And she lived here all of her life in this county, and her mother and father were both born in Wayne County. We're just glad to have you on this day. She's 85. We'll be next April. March the 12th. March the 12th. And that's all. And she's able to live alone and do her own housework, take care of herself. She got a four-legged walker out here that she uses just in case she starts stumbling onto things.